Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Jack and Charlie. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And right now, I need you to smash the follow button, or it might look like a plus sign, so that you don't miss out on any of our stories. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go! It was a beautiful morning when Jack and Charlie woke up.
Hey, good morning, Charlie,
said Jack.
Oh, wow. Good morning, said Charlie.
They were just waking up and looked out the window to a beautiful, sunny day.
Oh, yes, I can't wait for today. We got so many amazing plans that we have to get going.
They had planned a whole bunch of really fun things with their friends, and so they needed to get going so that they wouldn't run out of time. As Jack and Charlie put on their clothes for the day and brushed their teeth, they came downstairs and, whoa, what happened in here? There was a giant mess.
It looks like a bulldozer came through here, said Charlie.
As they looked around, yes, it was a big, big mess. There were huge messes on the floor and stuff got knocked over and, holy smokes, what in the world happened last night? As Jack and Charlie looked around for their au pair, their nanny,
hello, are you here?
They shouted. It was all silent. Wait a second, Charlie, said Jack. Something's not right. Not only is this mess really strange, but nobody else is here. They're gone! Dun, dun, dun! As Jack and Charlie realized that their nanny, their au pair, was missing, they got a little scared. If you were home alone, would that be a little scary?
Yes, I would feel the same way.
Is anybody here? Shouted Charlie. There was still no reply. Jack and Charlie were there in the middle of a giant mess. They needed to figure this out.
Jack, come over here, said Charlie. He was pointing at this big spill on the floor, but I don't think that's a spill. Look, it looks like those are toes.
Jack couldn't believe it. Wait, that's not a spill. That's a giant footprint.
That footprint is almost as big as me.
What in the world would leave that big of a footprint? Shouted Jack. His hands were on the top of his head because he couldn't believe what he was looking at. They had discovered some kind of ginormous footprint with very big toes. Charlie thought for a second and said,
wait, I've seen that footprint before. That's a dinosaur footprint.
What? Said Jack. That's not possible. There must be a logical explanation for this.
No, I'm serious, said Charlie. Come here, look at this.
Charlie ran over to where some books were and pulled out a dinosaur book that he had been looking at earlier in the week. He flipped through the pages and...
Yeah, right here.
His finger was pointing to a page of a
Supersaurus, and it had a picture of its footprint, and it looked exactly like the one that was in the middle of their kitchen downstairs.
The two boys looked at each other, blinking their eyes very slowly.
Jack, what are we going to do? I think a dinosaur is like taking our au pairs.
They're gone! Jack only thought for a split second, and then he remembered. Dude, we've got to call into HQ.
Yes, let's go!
They ran upstairs to the room to check their spy gear, grabbed their walkie, and said,
shh! HQ! HQ, come in! This is an emergency! Over!
Shh! HQ here, what's going on, Jack and Charlie?
Something terrible happened last night. Our au pairs are missing, and there's dinosaur footprints inside our house.
Come again? Did you say dinosaur footprints?
Yes! Yes, we did, said Charlie.
Well, we have had several missing reports of nannies and au pairs that have just disappeared, but we have not heard anything about dinosaur footprints. We're going to send a team. Just keep gathering more clues. Over and out.
Shh. Jack, did you hear that? There's other au pairs and nannies that are gone. This has to be connected, said Charlie.
The two of them grabbed the rest of their gear and put it all on. They grabbed their shoes and headed outside to look for more clues.
All right, Jack, I need you to check the front yard. I'm going to go check the backyard, said Charlie.
Roger that, said Jack as he ran towards the front yard.
He started to look everywhere and everything seemed right in place, like there wasn't anything disturbed. If there really was a big dinosaur that walked through here, he did not come this way. Jack, get to the backyard now, said Charlie.
As Jack ran back to the backyard to meet up with Charlie, he was greeted by something that he was not expecting.
In their backyard, one of their trees had been knocked over, and there was a whole trail that led straight to the forest. Charlie, you don't think it went back there, do you?
I think that's exactly what it means, said Charlie. We've got to go. Our au pair could be in trouble, and got to go rescue them. Let's go, said Charlie.
Jack and Charlie kept very low to the ground to make sure that, you know, they gotta sneak up. They can't let these dinosaurs know that they're coming. Well, back in the deep, deep forest, they heard a lot of noises.
What are all those sounds? Said Jack.
Shh! Keep your voice down, said Charlie as he whispered. I think those are the dinosaurs deep in the forest. We gotta keep going, but let's head a little bit to the east. Come this way.
Jack and Charlie started crouching lower and lower as they hid behind bushes and brush along the way. As they kept hiking and crawling east, they saw something ahead. On this other side of the forest, there was a hill that went up and a cave that was built into that hill. And sure enough, there it was.
That is a Supersaurus, said Charlie.
He couldn't believe it.
How did this happen?
I don't know, Charlie, said Jack.
But I'm pretty sure all the nannies and au pairs, they're inside that cave. We gotta save them. As Jack and Charlie got closer and closer, they radioed in the position to HQ.
Shh, HQ, this is our position. We're sending you the GPS location, and this is where there's a cave where we see a dinosaur at the front entrance of it. This has got to be where all the nannies are. Over.
Shh.
We've received the location. Great job. Just hang tight. We'll send a team. Over.
Shh.
What do you think you're doing here?
As Jack and Charlie turned around, there was one of the Supersauruses standing over them.
Ah, wait, don't eat us! Don't eat us!
Shouted Jack.
What? I'm not gonna eat you. Are you kidding me? I'm a vegetarian now. Well, answer my question. What are you doing here? Rawr.
We're just here because our au pair and we've heard other nannies, they're missing, said Charlie. And we were pretty sure that you stole them. Did you kidnap our au pair?
Jack and Charlie stood up tall and brave to this big, big dinosaur.
What? Well, yeah, kind of. We didn't exactly steal them, but we needed their help. You see, we have all these baby dinosaurs that won't stop crying, and it's making us crazy. We needed help of a professional, and that's why we needed to borrow all the nannies.
You what? The dinosaur then brought Jack and Charlie back to the cave, which was a very loud cave. There were tons of crying baby dinosaurs that all the nannies were helping take care of. I guess the dinosaurs had actually needed help, and they went to the nannies and au pairs to help with the babies. Great job, Jack and Charlie. You guys solved this mystery of the missing nannies and au pairs. But I guess now we have a very new important job. We gotta take care of baby dinosaurs! Well, I think this is the end of this adventure, but just the beginning of Jack and Charlie's baby dinosaur adventure. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Thatcher from Alberta, Canada, Atticus and Silas from Pittsburgh, Sebastian from Maine, Teddy and Julian from North Carolina, Asher from New Zealand, Ivana from Germany, and Kasim from Toronto, Canada. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, I hope you have a super duper day, and look out for those baby dinosaurs. I'll see you next time. Bye.